Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Want to hear more about BDSM aftercare?
Always. Yes.
This lady, I won't say her name, seems to know a little.
Is she beat or she get beat?
She must be involved somehow, okay. But doesn't specify. She knows a lot anyway. Listening to the podcast on the third shift in Washington State.
Oh, thank you for listening. Listen anywhere at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Alexa, everybody plays a show. Podcast is where you every podcast platform, basically.
We're discussing BDSM and aftercare. Aftercare can be physical, covering the sub with a blanket. That's the submissive. In a safe spot, letting them relax after a scene, a predetermined activity the couple has discussed as a scene, tending to any bruises, cuts, etc. But a lot of it is mental aftercare. Depending on the scene, it can be very cathartic or take a toll on the sub, especially if a lot of pent-up stress has been building up in the sub's life. Aftercare can definitely include a good cry. A lot of it is the dom letting the sub know they're there if they need anything. It's also a great
time. After they beat the hell out of you.
Right, for the couple to bond and communicate. Impact play. We discussed that.
Yes.
She defines it.
Yeah.
Paddles, floggers, cane crops, spanking, etc.
You had me at all those.
Especially
beat
can
my
require
ass.
A good deal of aftercare because
it hurts.
Good whipping can relieve a lot of pent-up stress, even more so if the sub is a masochist who derives pleasure from it.
Oh. Well. Once again, we don't kink shame. So do what makes
Until
you
we do.
Do what makes you happy, but I don't get this. But I don't get a lot of things, so that's fine.
No, I don't good get a lot of lifestyles.
Well, it's still more normal than the guys who want to get kicked in the balls.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, more normal than that.
I'll give you this.
A riding crop against my ass, yeah.
Yeah.
Go for it. I won't like it, but I like it. I would like it. I shouldn't say like. I would hate it less than getting kicked in the nuts.
Right. Yeah.
Let's go with
if
that.
If the other choice is getting kicked in the balls intentionally,
yeah.
I'm taking whatever the first choice was.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, really.
Spit on me, I don't care. Spank me and call me Sally. I know it's stuck to the tape, but
I
don't
care.
I
like the idea of getting a little jockey on top of you and then getting the riding the crop out.
When Brad Williams comes back to town, he can ride my ass.
A small Latin man you want on top of you?
Generally, they are small Latin men.
Yes, they are. Whatever you're into. And thank you for checking in. A lot of people are actually into this, obviously. I should say a lot,
but
a fair amount of our listeners. So the aftercare to me is always hilarious. It just sounds hilarious because it sounds like, sorry I beat you for about a half hour.
But you asked me to.
But you asked me to, right.
Well, it's the same thing the jockeys.
And let's stitch up this gash on your forehead like that MMA chick a couple days ago.
How is that different
sorry.
Than a horse race? They flog the horse for
and they shouldn't.
Minutes and minutes.
Horse does not ask for that,
and then
the horse does not ask for that.
Yeah, that's true.
Then they cuddle.
The horse don't ask for that.
There's no negotiation between the jockey and the horse.
I don't think that's ever fair to the horses.
Nah.
No, they got no choice.
I know they don't. They're getting their ass kicked.
You're born
for male
into the thoroughbred racing world. You're getting a riding crop.
And I'm guessing if a horse digs that, he ain't riding, he ain't running that fast. He's going, oh, you know, and whinnying right there. Yeah. He finds a horse that's into getting his ass kicked, he probably loses every race.
No, I think if the horse is into it.
Hey, I'm slowing down.
You're right.
But he's happy at the end.
He slows down because once he gets his ass
he
banged.
He purposely goes slower.
Exactly.
So he gets beat
more.
Hey,
I'm going a little slow here.
Hit me again, Pedro, and this time put some stank on it.
Damn, I laughed over that. You went to Pedro card.
Well, we said they're generally small Latin men.
I know you did that. Aftercare. Aftercare for Craig back in the day was smoking a cigarette.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for everybody.
Craig would say, you're welcome, and you light up a cigarette to the ladies.
I think I'd say thank you.
Okay, you're right.
Back there was a you're welcome in there.
aftercare.
Yeah.
She said, you're welcome.
And not always.
Not- Don't you got to go somewhere?
Tyler's aftercare is trying to sneak out. Trying to quietly sneak out.
And you got coins in your jeans and it falls all over the wooden floor. That was my favorite one. I snuck out years ago. She woke up. Because that's a loud noise when a bunch of coins fall out of your jeans onto a wooden floor. That wakes up everybody, including her. Are you leaving? No, I was just looking for something in my pants. That was my line.
Yeah. Looking for some change.
Yes, right. Yes, I am.
It was obviously I was, but I did say, no, I'm not.
I was hoping the vending machine was still on.
In the hallway of your apartment.
Yeah, but I was going to leave you a quarter.
Oh, who am I kidding? I wasn't much of a catch that night either, but you know,
not the point.
She enjoyed it.
Yeah. She was there. she agreed to it.
Yeah, you have no evidence she enjoyed it.
I still remember that. Picking up my jeans real quietly. You've done that before, Craig.
She got.
I've picked them up quietly.
Yeah, and then forget. I didn't know there was change in my pocket, obviously, because and it all fell all over the wooden floor. Ding, 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 ding.
I can't imagine the horror that you felt.
I'm just over here trying to sneak out. Stupid change.
Neither of us really wanted this last night. We just ended up here.
I don't recall ever sneaking out.
I did. I told you, remember one time I snuck out and...
You wanted to chew your arm off?
No. This is actually... I snuck out, and it was one of those radio situations. We worked 7 to midnight at a rock station. I know you guys all did radio, too, and different. And women would call the show, and you'd hook up with them. And I went over to her place, and she was in a trailer court. And I spent the night. She was cool. It was a fun night. But I wanted to get out of there early in the morning, and I walked out, and my keys were locked in my car in the trailer court. So this is certain men of a certain age know you could open those with a hanger.
Yeah.
And I used to be pretty good at
back
that.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Not now.
But I didn't have a hanger with me, so I had to go back in her trailer. In her, you know, trailer bedrooms are small.
Yes.
I kind of open that sliding thing, you know, and I reach in her, and I'm pulling out a hanger, and she wakes up.
Oh. Thought you had it.
Well, you know, she was cool. And I go, I locked my keys in my car. But I was already out of the house, you know.
I thought you were going to say you opened up the closet and it was all plastic hangers.
No, these are all the metal ones hanging there.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Now, I don't recall being much of a leaver, but I remember waking up a couple of times. And
people left on you?
Yeah, she was gone, which was fine.
Well, because it was your place then, right? Okay, got
no,
it.
No, it was like a hotel room.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, but she's gone. It's like, okay, good. I didn't have to say goodbye. Yeah. That would have been so tough. Yeah.
You worshipped her feet, and then she
hurts,
got the hell out of there
it
with those
feet. Say
feet.
Goodbye. But nowadays, with social media, you can't leave. I mean, you can, but you're contacted that.
But they know how to get in touch with you
as soon as they wake up,
right?
Yeah,
before
you.
Before the deal's even closed, you've probably friended each other on Instagram and followed each other on Twitter.
Oh yeah,
the whole nine.
Yeah, in that hour you met at the bar,
right?
Or you actually met through online, right? Yeah.
Where'd he go? Well, I'll just check his news feed and find out.
Right. My favorite story of that is I told you that story where I was actually
Tyler's status.
I was with this girlfriend.
Just left a chick I banged.
I was with this is old stool.
It's feeling like leaving.
I was with my girlfriend at the time, and we were actually dating.
It's complicated.
She was in my apartment, and I, in the middle of it, I passed out. I fell asleep. I was drinking. Fell asleep in the middle of it.
Like in mid-session.
Mid-session. Woke up flat on my belly naked, and nobody was in the house. And I had to retrace the night. Like, I know I was having sex with my girlfriend at the time. So I call her. I said, were you here last night? She goes, yeah, you fell asleep on top of me. And she pushed me off and left.
Yeah.
Yeah?
And explain the butt plug.
She goes,
that stuck to the tape.
She said, there wasn't one when I left.
That was there when I got there.
Yeah, I was already here when I got there, right?
You were really drunk.
Explain the butt plug.
No explanation necessary.
No, none necessary.
How the hell did this start? Aftercare.
Yeah.
Which meant try not to wake somebody up when you leave. That's good aftercare. Oh, I don't want to disturb you.
Yeah, but who are you caring for afterwards when you're trying to sneak out? You or her?
Well, they sneak out. Like Todd said, they leave too. You know, right. Women leave too. You know, I've been in that same situation Todd was in. I woke up and they were gone.
Well, and you're right. Even that night when the change fell out, you both probably settled.
Oh, yeah.
Neither of you were target A.
Well, the only reason I remember that night is because of that change thing. It was hilarious. No, that was 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Bar situation, yeah. Well, two, they closed bars close at 2 in my home state back in the day.
I liked it better when they closed at 1.
Yeah.
Because you could start wrapping up the deal at 12:30. You didn't have to waste another 2 hours.
This is all our aftercare. Oh, this is a glory day. I gotta play.
Imagine if you live somewhere where they closed at 4.
I know, exactly. Can you imagine that?
Oh, you're going to sit and play the game for another 2 hours?
All night.
Freaking ridiculous.
Of course, those are the kind of places you don't go out to the bar until 10 or 11.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
or
true.
Midnight.
Right.
Officials are monitoring more than 200 people across the United States who are possibly exposed to monkeypox.
Oh, I did see that.
After a person from Nigeria returned to the U.S. in July, the CDC, working with local authorities in 27 states, who may have come in contact with this person who flew into Dallas after a trip to Nigeria. People who are being monitored include anyone who sat within 6 feet of the infected person, flight attendants, and people who may have used the same cabin lavatory or bathroom.
Or lavatory.
Yeah, pisser. Hopper.
So be on the lookout for monkeypox.
Will that kill you?
Doesn't sound good.
It was first discovered in 1958 after outbreaks of a pox-like disease infected monkeys kept for research.
Monkeypox. That would suck. Yeah, I'm on a flight with a guy with monkeypox. Great. I got vaccinated from COVID for COVID, though. I'm cool there. But now I got monkeypox coming out my ass. What's that do to you? Is it like chicken pox, only monkeys?
It's a pox.
Yeah.
A pox upon your house or something. Yeah,
yeah,
you know.
That's it.
A monkey pox upon your house.
Right. Yeah.
You get the aches and the chills.
Got it.
All the things that are associated
in the morning
with a pox of any kind.
Yeah, I saw there was like somebody died of the plague in Colorado last week. And it's like, what the? Yeah. Are we living in the dark ages again?
Well, we are when it comes to, you know, 40% of the people. Yeah,
I know the plague is it's something that it still does exist, but, you know, it's not going to wipe out half the earth like it did back in the day.
No.
But still, it's just weird to see the headline of, she died of the plague.
Right.
Just to put a finer point on this, a pox, P-O-X, is any of several viral diseases producing a rash of pimples that become pus-filled and leave pock marks on healing.
Oh, yeah. That's what chicken pox would
do.
Chicken
pox? Yeah. Your monkey pox?
We got vaccinated for chicken pox back in the day.
Yes.
So you idiots aren't vaccinated. You got a ton of vaccines in your body already. So if you're not vaccinated for COVID, you're just dumb.
Well, that's because chicken pox is made up in the first place.
So is polio.
Oh, that too, sure.
Yeah. Measles, yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah, chickenpox, for instance, is rare in the United States, and the number one reason for that?
Vaccines.
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
kids don't get to go to a chicken pox party anymore.
No, they don't. Monkey pox party were better, by the way, because monkeys were there.
I got taken to a chicken pox party.
I'd rather be at a monkey party than a chicken party.
Yeah.
Monkeys not are for a eating more, purposes.
A little more fun than chicken.
Yeah, they're more fun. Would you had to go to a chicken pox party?
Oh, yeah. I remember I remember.
Getting, oh, you were little? Okay.
When I was a kid, yeah. Like, hey, they got some other friends' kids got chicken pox. Let's go play with them. Oh, just get it over with.
We just went to chicken parties. There was no pox. Just a lot of chickens.
I was probably 5 or 6, I think. I don't know. I wasn't that old.
I remember that. Your mom and I had plans. Sorry.
You're
I'm
not.
Sorry. Yeah.
You're not. Sorry. You're not.
Your dad's, and when he says
your
plans.
Your dad's going to kick my ass someday.
He's not.
I know he's not.
And when he says plans.
Well, we winged it. So it wasn't any plans, you know. We knew what the ending was going to be.
Oh, happy.
Everybody was going to be happy.
Group.
They were just at my house on Saturday.
I feel bad about that.
You don't.
Yeah, I do.
You don't.
Did she ask about us?
Telling that. I've been having a relationship with your mom since I met you. That's a long
21
time.
Years.
21 years. That joke's been gone.
21 years.
I don't see it stopping.
I don't either. There's only one thing that's going to stop that. The same thing
that
stopped every mom joke around here.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
And hopefully that doesn't happen anytime soon.
I hope so. Right. I definitely hope that. Yeah.
Now, when you see her, you'll feel bad for like a minute. And then once you get back on the air, it's the same old.
Same old. Right.
I don't expect it to stop.
Right. I don't either, by the way. Stop teeing it up, man. Stop it. Been off the air a week. I got a million of them. We're live,
no
by the
kidding.
Way. We're live now. We're live today.
A Utah company that customizes guns, maybe you saw the picture of this, has pulled a controversial kit from shelves. Culper Precision created a kit called the Block 19 that allowed a gun owner to make their firearm look like it was made out of Legos.
I did see that.
I saw that.
Yeah, that was very dangerous. That is also stupid.
Gun control groups did not care for that.
No.
Especially if you step on the Lego gun. That hurts.
There have been kids shot by cops and other things just holding up a squirt gun looks like a gun. And a guy can make a Lego gun and, oh, that's just Legos, and it shoots you in the head. Can't we agree on that? Guns shouldn't look like toys? Let's agree on that, maybe.
Unless they're a toy gun.
But even then, they stopped making a lot of those anymore.
Yeah, go find a toy gun in
a
store now.
Yeah, try to find one now. They don't have them anymore.
Squirt guns, maybe.
Maybe a squirt
gun. Or Nerf guns.
Even then, a squirt gun's got a little thing on the end.
Yeah. And Nerf guns you can find.
Yeah.
Our super soakers are pretty distinctive looking.
Yeah.
It'd be like making an AK-47 like a super soaker. It would be.
Yeah.
You don't want to step on the Lego.
No.
Apparently, those stackable bricks, Lego walks is a thing. Stepping barefoot on a pile or a path of Legos.
Walking across a hotbed of coals.
It's not good enough.
Some kind of rite of passage.
Stepping barefoot on a pile or path of Legos, usually of all different sizes.
Oh.
Wow.
What for?
Started to pop up on YouTube several years ago.
Oh, it's a challenge thing?
I remember seeing a video here recently of some dude like walking or like at an easy jog on a treadmill.
Yeah.
And his buddy standing in front of it with a bucket of Legos and just dumps the bucket of Legos on the treadmill. I mean, they knew it.
They knew it was happening.
They were doing it as a stunt, but still. My God, the pain.
Todd wouldn't even see it. He'd be walking backwards. You wouldn't see it.
No, I wouldn't be walking backwards for long.
No, you wouldn't.
I would go down.
You'd be going down goes Todd.
And then you'd have Legos embedded in your ass.
And I'm happy to see you.
Yeah, you say that like it's a bad thing.
You used to have Legos, puss.
Oh, yeah.
At your mom's house. Speaking of, embedded in your ass.
There are records of Lego walking.
How, like, far?
Distance?
Well, let's see. One I got, let's see, it started off at about 120 feet, then it moved up to 147, and less than a month later, it was over 1,200 feet.
Nah, man.
The record now almost 3,000 feet.
I knew kids when I was growing up who could walk around on the gravel with no shoes on.
Yeah. Like,
and I was never that dude.
I knew kids, yeah.
I need some shoes.
Yeah. People that walk around in bare feet all the time. And I remember that happened a lot back in the day. I never was one of those kind of guys either. Their feet were just leather on the bottom, so they could probably pull this off.
One guy who was preparing for his second Lego walk said it hurts so bad there's no practice. Sideshow cabaret performer Bazoo the Clown, a man who juggles balls made of barbed wire and lets people staple dollar bills to his chest.
Yeah.
Said that he tells people all the time that walking on Legos actually hurts more than walking on broken glass.
Really?
Yeah, well, Bazoo the Clown would know.
And clown is C-L-O-U-N.
Gotcha.
I mean, K-L-O-U-N.
Oh. Oh.
Wow, he's crazy.
He's crazy clown.
That guy is nuts.
Don't mess with him. I can see the edges. Probably worse than glass.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
You catch one of those when you're not expecting it walking across the house, you go down.
Yep.
They'll cut you.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.